Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoicism and kicking life's butt. Ever feel like you're just sprinting through life, constantly plugged into screens, chasing deadlines, and forgetting what it feels like to truly breathe? You know that feeling when the world seems like a chaotic machine, and you're just trying to keep up? Well, today we're diving into something radical. The power of living in harmony with nature. It sounds hippy-dippy, I get it, but trust me, this ancient wisdom is more relevant than ever. Stoicism teaches us to live life in accordance with nature, and that means connecting with the rhythms of the earth, finding peace in its vastness, and learning from its resilience. Now, before you picture yourself living off-grid in a treehouse, let me tell you, it's not about becoming a hermit. It's about bringing that natural wisdom into your daily life, even if you're stuck in the concrete jungle. Think of it like this. Nature doesn't get stressed by traffic jams or deadlines, right? It flows with its own rhythm, adapts to change, and finds strength in simplicity. So how do we tap into that? 5 key takeaways to help us bring a little bit of nature vibes into our everyday hustle. First up, mindful moments. Ever notice how your stress melts away when you take a walk in the park? That's nature working its magic. It's about finding pockets of peace throughout your day. Take 5 minutes to simply observe your surroundings, the sunlight on your skin, the wind rustling the leaves, the chirping of birds. You don't have to go full Zen master here, even a few deep breaths focusing on those sensory details can do wonders for your mental clarity and calm. Second, embrace movement. Nature thrives on movement from the swaying trees to the flowing rivers. We're not talking about becoming marathon runners overnight. Think about incorporating more natural movement into your life. Walk instead of driving when possible, take the stairs instead of the elevator, do some yoga in your backyard. It's all about getting your body moving in a way that feels good and connects you to the earth. Third, find your flow. Think about how a river carves its path effortlessly. It adapts to the terrain, finding its natural rhythm. We can learn from that. Pay attention to what energizes you, what comes naturally, and what brings you joy. Don't force yourself into a mold that doesn't fit. Embrace your unique flow and let it guide you towards fulfilling work, meaningful relationships, and activities that light you up. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Think about the incredible gift of being alive, breathing fresh air, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, all things we often take for granted. Nature reminds us to appreciate the simple wonders around us. Start a daily gratitude practice, jotting down 3 things you're thankful for each day. It could be as small as a beautiful sunrise or the kindness of a stranger. And finally, remember your interconnectedness. We are a part of this natural world, not separate from it. Everything is connected, the trees, the animals, the air we breathe, even our thoughts and emotions. Recognizing this connection fosters a sense of responsibility for taking care of ourselves and our planet. Let me paint you a picture. You're feeling stressed after a long day at work. Your mind is racing with to-do lists and deadlines. What do you do? Do you drown yourself in another hour of screen time or stress eat your feelings? Or maybe you take a walk around the block, notice the vibrant colors of the sunset, feel the cool breeze on your face, and listen to the birds singing their evening tunes. That simple shift, choosing nature over screens, movement over stillness, can instantly change your mindset. You start feeling calmer, more grounded, and ready to tackle whatever challenges come your way. So remember, friends, you don't have to become a wilderness survivalist to tap into the power of nature. It's about bringing those elements of peace, resilience, and interconnectedness into your everyday life. Take those mindful moments, embrace movement, find your flow, cultivate gratitude, and remember that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Now go out there, connect with the world around you, and let nature be your guide. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of natural wisdom. And as always, keep those stoic spirits high. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.